Turtle Rock.
The Razorbacks are coming at ya.
Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Hey, Happy New Year. If I hadn't said it before, we got Shug, my man Pastor Drew. We back in the house for 2025. It's all the way live. That's what I think Lakeside used to have that song, Shug says, all the way live.
Dude. All the way live.
Well, we live and local right here in the studio. It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. If you hadn't had that wing at Chicken King, you don't know what you're missing. But thank you for tuning in to us tonight. Man, we're so glad to have you to take a close encounter with the Doctor of Football. This is a no-call show, but we still ball. No need to hang up. Just sit down, get your popcorn, listen, and get in the game with us. We balling, but you still, you know, you don't have to call. We balling anyway. Our title sponsor, the West Rock Coffee of the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs, all from Central Arkansas. If you call, West Rock will ball. Put West Rock in the game and let them perk it up for you. Tonight I got Shug in the studio with me. Dr. Rob was gonna join me, but he had to get back on the sideline tonight. So Dr. Rob, we praying for you, you know. So after the first quarter, Pastor Drew got some good stuff that we're going to be discussing tonight, you know, impacting our communities. We're talking about fatherless homes and having the detrimental impact it's having on sports participation. Man, there's a lot of linkage to that I hope you, my listeners, will listen to, how the fatherless homes are really impacting the student-athlete population. So stay tuned as we bring you to science. Remember, feelings are not facts. Facts are facts. Numbers don't lie. Together, they tell your story. That's what you get from the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. Facts, hard intel. But before that, I want to say a quick prayer. God, thank you for this opportunity to be on this platform. We say we seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be added. With that, we say amen. Our first quarter is presented by Expressway Airport Parking. And have you ever met the head coach of Expressway Airport Parking? Drum roll, please. We got Drew Baker. His name is Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, who, if you put him to the game, his team will kill your airport parking nightmares. One-stop shop for parking when flying out of Little Rock, or call LIT, I said, also known as LIT. Save you money and time. Drew, what's up, bro? Tell us what's going on at Expressway Airport Parking.
All I can say is Lakeside was a good walk down memory lane there. Live, all the way live.
Oh, you remember?
That's exactly right.
Oh, you remember the song Lakeside. My man, Shug, he remember the song Lakeside. I got you. You were jamming back there in the
back in the Arkadelphia day.
Yeah. How you doing, bro?
Great, Coach. Great. And just to remind everybody, Prosper 25 gets you 15% discount in the month of February. 15% on top, if you make a reservation, on top of a fifth day free.
Right.
What, can't beat that. That is the cheapest parking of the year right there.
Boy.
We've been having a great January. January, it's unbelievable. I mean, we like 15% more than this January over last January. It's incredible. Like, we're really growing. Credit to the program for helping us out on that too, Coach.
Well, let me tell you, when I post you on social media, man, you be on and popping. You be like, but I'm gonna tell you, it's real interesting when your cars. When I pulled up in there, I was just coming back into town, and that red truck was being detailed. Man, I tell you, it looked like it had been transformed. Let people know what you do. If a person comes in there and want a full detail, not only, you know, you can save them money to park their car, but they can use that money invest in getting their detail done once a year, right?
Man, there is nothing more convenient than having an oil change a glass repair, a car wash, or a full detail while you're out of town. And it come back, and you don't have to do that in your day off. That's what's awesome.
That's it.
I mean, you know, all you need is about a 3-day trip somewhere.
Right.
And it can be taken care of. You met Fred Daniel. Fred Daniel gets it done over there.
He's not
he
playing.
Really does.
He's 5-star detail man deluxe. I'm telling you, he balling. All you got to do is give him the call, and those tires, man, they had that armor all on that tires. I had to put my shades on. They were shining so bright. but that lets you know the comprehensive parking that you can't get that at the airport. All right. Now look, you can get cheaper. You can save money. All right. Get your car tail all changed. Window, you know, if you got a crack, get it fixed. You can get all that. That's why, Cole Drew, I call you the dream maker of the parking. You putting all the airport nightmares to sleep.
Coach, I got to say one thing. You know, I get more phone calls, folks inquiring about how the service works. And what's really unique is you park your car, we pick you up at your car. That's what people just don't get. They don't grasp and understand sometimes. You don't have to walk somewhere. You don't have to call somebody. Pull in your parking spot, step out of your car, and the bus pulls up, picks you up. How we work.
Let me echo that, though. But it was cold the other day I picked up. I stayed in my car while it was cold with my heat on. Then your car picked up over there. I wasn't out in that cold but about 15 seconds. All right? Then when I got on, because I just stayed there with my motor running, you came right back, and he wanted to get my luggage. I didn't have that much luggage that day. But I was just transporting through that cold. And I got on that warm van. I got on that warm bus. Got me to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, I was rolling. I felt like somebody big. So, no, you're exactly right. And that's why I say you putting the airport parking nightmare to sleep. You're putting it to sleep.
Hey, Coach, one other thing now. We just learned this week. You know, they're building a new awning up there at the front door of the airport. All of the traffic now for the next 9 months has to go through one lane. So, save yourself the frustration of having to drive through that mess. Park at our place. Let us pick you up at your car and drop you off at the front door.
That's why I call it a nightmare. You making dreams come true over there, Expressway Airport parking. That's over there. You don't want that parking nightmare over there with that on and everything. But that's my man, Coach Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, putting all your parking nightmares to sleep. Hey, man, we appreciate you. Always good to kick off the show with you because I don't park nowhere else but Expressway Airport parking with my man, Coach Drew Baker, the dream maker. Until next time, Pastor Brother Drew, I got Pastor Drew over here next time. I'm getting ready to go into him, but it's Drew squared. I got Drew squared, but it's wherever I can. But hey, I'll be in touch. Thank you so much, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hey, listen, as we get here going into our what I call our social quarter, we're talking about issues germane to our communities, and Drew, recently, we know that Arkansas is getting ready to construct a new 3,000-bed prison. Mm-hmm. What the data tells us, and this ties into sports, and that's why, you know, everything, because I know sports, sugar, how we look at this is a way to, you know, if you participate in extracurricular activity, odds of you being in prison decrease tremendously. But listen to this about people who will be going into the prison, and as I throw you assist for you to dunk it right here. 90% of prison inmates are men. 85% of children with behavioral disorder come from fatherless homes. 75% of all inmates come from fatherless homes. 80% of all rapists are products of fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Now, I set that up to say I serve as recruiting coordinator for the Hogs from 1998 to 2000. I started looking at the population from which to recruit from. The numbers are diminishing due to social factors. The new prison beds being constructed in Arkansas will house many of the kids who fall into the categories, particularly of those who are dropping out. And they had nothing to do with the social determinants responsible for their behavior. The neighbor often leaves the community when the father is null and void. That's what the movie Boys in the Hood describes. When fathers are in the hood, neighbors will often return. What do your data says to that?
I mean, I want to go off on that and repeat a little bit of it again. 90% of inmates are men, but 75% of those men were fatherless.
Yep.
So it's like, boom, right there. Mm-hmm. We need 3,000 more beds. I mean, that's 2,500 fatherless homes.
Yep.
Right there. 63% of youth suicides come from fatherless homes. That means you're five times more likely to take your own life if you grew up without a father. Takes you out of the game. Prison takes you out of the game. Suicide takes you out of the game. 90% of all homeless runaway children, fatherless home. If you're not at home, you're not in school, you're not eligible to play anymore. 85% of children identified with behavioral disorders are from fatherless homes. 20 times greater risk for kids growing up with than with kids growing up with both parents. If you have behavioral disorders and you're suspended and you're expelled, you're not eligible to play.
That's right.
80% of all rapists, fatherless homes. That's a crazy stat for me.
Yeah.
Because rape doesn't just hurt. It's not a victimless crime. And a lot of times there are children coming from that, that then this cycle starts to repeat. 71% of dropouts. Coach, you just said it right there. 71% of dropouts.
Yep.
Fatherless homes. Mm-hmm. When we talk about our recruiting problem in this country, mm-hmm. the problem is our pool is shrinking mm-hmm. of qualified players, because when we take God out,
yep.
when we take the Father out, Malachi 4:6, I just had it right here. It talks about he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. When the father is taken out of the equation,
that's right.
you cut off the legs of the next generation.
That's it. And for that reason, to you mentioned, in the early 80s, the student athletes that we were recruiting, how the numbers, you go down, the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education just mentioned that the numbers of black men enrolled in college is at an all-time low since the 70s. All right. So, and that's tied to the high dropout rate of this population that normally, Shug, that we would be recruiting to play. You know, just think about Coach Eddie Robinson at HBCUs. Mm-hmm. That's what numbers oftentimes kids who didn't qualify for the Prop 48 when Coach John Thompson walked out because he said the rule had unintended consequences of access. And mm-hmm. so now, but the HBCUs, when we started Arkansas Baptist, when we started football, how we started JUCO, because I realized I wanted to remove any barriers that restricted access to opportunities and to be inclusive of everybody, regardless of your social determinants,
mm-hmm.
which then, you know, that's why a person would be a prop. They still had access. You could still give them a scholarship, but then you have to work themselves through to rehabilitate them.
Right, right.
But now the solution is to build more prisons. And the prison population in the United States of America since the early 80s has grown from less than 300,000 to the 21st century to almost 2.4 billion. America is only 5% of the world population, but incarcerates nearly 30% of the world's incarcerated population.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the wealthiest country in the world. And so it's these social determinants. And I say sports. That's why we started 6th and Gold. That's why we do those extracurricular activities. That's why you have the after school program. That's why your Dream Center.
When we talk about 6th and Goal, we're putting identifiable role models, black men with these young black men, showing them what a man looks like, yep. in hopes that they won't be one of these statistics,
yep.
that they won't drop out, that they won't leave the game before it ever started.
Yeah, and the fatherless home is just, when we're looking at that, you gotta understand though, that's the solution piece. We're investing in prisons, but the solution is not in the prison, because that's why we continue to have to build more prisons. If we don't solve this, turn off the faucet, in 2030 we will need 3,000 more beds, because we haven't cut this faucet off. So we're going to continue to talk about that, because I think that has had an impact on the population, the student athlete population, because if you're not graduating high school, okay, all right, your chances of being recruited just decreased tremendously. So, hey, the West Rock Cough Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance. We'll be right back after this. Make a little money. Talk to you later. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the doctor of football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like auto owners who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my five-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood, who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
The Dr. Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary, and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our two fish and five loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
The man known for creating sports awards has finally earned his own. The entire Buzz team would like to congratulate our own David Basil on being named the Arkansas Sports Broadcaster of the Year by the National Sports Media Association. David, thank you for your passion and hard work on Morning Mayhem and your many other endeavors. Congrats, Baz, and here's to a great 2025.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, my man Damon up here, the doctor of audiology. Y'all see him bopping his head to being in the Jets.
The anthem.
Tuke. He got it going on, though.
Hey, man, that was a cut back in the day.
Back in the day, well, you were bopping your head on that. Liked that song. Yep, Benny and the Jets. I tell you what, that takes us on back a little bit. Listen, I'm gonna let that bump for about 15 seconds. Oh, Elton John, taking it on back down memory lane. Hey, this is the second quarter presented by Arkansas Best Insurance. I'm calling my man Bald Call, Trey Scallion, a doctor of insurance. He's going to be joining us by phone here in the third quarter. But he's coordinating the insurance plays being called. As I say, hey, you ball, you call the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. He will ball for you if you call. Hey. Check this out. I got a special guest coming on tonight. Man, he's doing some great things in the community to really address the things, Suge, that we were talking about, the dropouts, the fatherless communities. And my man Reggie had been wanting to be a head coach. He'd been working with youth all throughout the community. And, man, I see the things he's doing today. Ole Miss was at his school. Last week, Kansas State was at his school. He got an anthem. We walk around the shirt. He say, "If you ball, I will call." So he's calling the coaches for you to get that. But he's doing the whole comprehensive part of that, making sure they're staying in class, making sure they're doing everything right. And I'm sure he's replacing that identifiable role model that we were talking about. And Reggie, I just want to say kudos. Thank you for joining our show. And I know that you're building community in Forest City. And my football coach, Coach John Outlaw, changed our community in Arkadelphia in 1979 when he got there. I never forget, we had 9 people off our team in 1979. He went to the projects and recruited all 9 of those individuals back. And we won the state championship that year after being picked last. And that's what he did in building the community. And I haven't been over there. I'm looking forward to visiting you, but I feel the vibes of what you're doing by following you on social media. And I just want to say, hey, man, congratulations on the things you've done this fall at Forest City High School. And I love how you're advocating for your kids. And, you know, the mission is free tuition. And that's what education can do from a kid in the Delta, is to use extracurricular activities to get their schooling paid for and change their lives, become good husbands and good fathers and good community people. And so I want to give you opportunity to say what's been some things that you've learned since you've been there, bigger challenges, things that have gone smooth and what else. But just want to say congratulations, Suge, and I welcome you to the studio.
Coach Hill, thank you for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it. I've been wanting to be on for a minute. I'll just wait my turn. And so I'm glad you reached out to me a few days ago. And I'm so glad to be here. But let me tell you what I'm most proud about, Coach. So when Forest City hired me last April, of course, I came on spring football. So I wasn't able to really get with the kids on schooling because they were already in school. And so I kept driving down, just going down for spring football practice and off-season workouts. But nonetheless, when school ended, I got all the kids' report cards. And the team average was a 2.14, and I thought that was terrible. So when we started back school this season, and I told the kids, hey, let's get that up to a 2.3. Well, the first 9 weeks, the team average was a 2.83, and I thought that was a great jump. And then just last week, as the report cards came out, the team cumulative for the first semester was a 2.9.
Awesome.
And so that's what I'm most proud about, because I told those kids, I'm a prime example of not taking school serious when I was in high school. You know, I was just completely leaning on my ability to get me places. And what a lot of people don't know is I didn't pass the ACT test in time. That's where Arkansas fell off for me. And I ended up walking on at Murray State with Coach Nutt because I didn't take school serious. And so I always vowed that if I ever got in a position where I could influence kids, and specifically young black males, I would preach to them, take me as an example, a really good athlete that didn't take school serious. And when I retired, life was hard for me. Mm-hmm. Life was hard for a very long time for me. So I want to help put these kids in position to succeed off the field, because football is not guaranteed. It's only a handful of kids that can get out there and do what I did, do what Lucas did, do what Sean Andrews did. But as I tell my kids all the time, you might not go pro in football, but you can go pro in life.
Amen.
And you can go pro in life by simply doing the right things, making the right decisions. And so as I'm using what God gave me, he's filtering down in me the ability to take the youth that I had for so long and transcend that into the high school position I'm at now. And I'm still in contact with a lot of my kids I played with because we built that connection. But right now I'm in Forest City. And these kids, like every Wednesday during football season, I made the kids dress up. They had to wear a polo shirt, nice shoes, nice shirt, wear their shirt tucked in, wear a belt. Every single Wednesday, I made them dress up, getting them ready for the real world.
Amen.
You know, they can't curse. They can't use the N-word. They get punished for all of that down there because it starts with the respect. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. All the teachers found out day one, make all my football players sit in the first two rows of the classroom.
You got that from Coach.
Sit in the first two rows of the classroom.
You got that from Coach Nutt. That was Coach Nutt, one of his the first three rows, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, and a lot of my philosophy come from Coach Nutt.
Absolutely.
Coach Nutt, he taught me so much as a man.
Let me ask
Forget about the football field.
Let me ask
a
you
man.
This. Let me ask you this to validate. What? How does when those guys like Ole Miss? I saw on social media was there. Kansas State Coach Brian was there last week, and I just went. What does that makes? I mean, that's an incentive for your student athletes to know that now, you know, it may have been something that they only stopped through a little time, but you have a relationship, man. What does that do to help you inspire those kids when they realize that you have Power Five schools coming in to Forest City to evaluate them?
Coach, it's funny you asked that question because this morning I got word that a few of my players were kind of upset, jealous, because all the attention was on one player right now. And so before we started off-season workout today, I had a long speech. My off-season was cut short because I was too busy preaching and fussing. But I told them, I said, how many of you guys know how to start a garden? When you start a garden, when you start growing fruit, you got to plant that one seed. And from that seed, a garden of fruit grows. And I said, right now, the seed I'm planting is in my running back because he's so good. But now with him doing so well and these schools coming through, that's going to plant the seed for the rest of you guys. So instead of being jealous, take this as an opportunity to work your butt off so that I can call for you.
Right.
Because I told them, if you ball, I'll call. And every kid is not going to go to a Power Five school.
Correct.
But there's nothing wrong with SAU. There's nothing wrong with Henderson State, UAPB. We all have levels. I went to Murray State. So it doesn't matter where you go. It's what you do when you get there.
Well, Reggie, the deal is I tell people, my parents call me a lot. I got a parent calling me, well, can you recommend? I said, go where you can play and develop. And with the transfer portal, you can go anywhere. Now, why go sit on somebody else's bench? Just go play. And then get that experience.
Exactly.
And then go out. I mean, and then even if JUCO now, we don't know what the ruling is going to be. That may not even count against you. Go play to develop. You can't get better on the bench, but go play. And so, hey, it's enough for everybody. And I can't tell you how many times I went. I remember Reggie Bush. I signed the second back when I was at San Jose State. I signed the second best tailback on his team when he went to USC. He came to San Jose State. He didn't get to play that much, but because I was able to see him play in practice and everything, I didn't have a chance at Reggie Bush, but I saw that kid in practice. And Clarence Cunningham became a big time baller for us because he played behind Reggie Bush. So to that point, hey, before we close, I want you to speak about Davin Chance. I know his mother and you know, the young man that was murdered here. We were just talking about that earlier. And I know you've had a lot of kids, and I always try to address these social factors, these social determinants leading to the black male homicide epidemic. Davin was a great kid that you called him your baby. Speak about him and why that's so tragic in our community that we have to get involved with these young people.
I'll never forget that day.
We only got 30 seconds, so go.
All right. Davin Bazell was a great kid, come from a great family. I coached him in youth football, and he was murdered senseless. That's because a lot of these kids making these murders or doing these crimes, they don't have father figures or uncles or male figures to teach them what to do and what not to do. And so we lost Davin. It's still tragic. You know, it's been 15 months. I think about him 3 to 4 times a week. He was my baby. Much love to his mom, his aunt, and his family, because this is a baby that had a bright future. And it was cut short by senseless black-on-black violence that should not have happened that Saturday. And so he's special to me. I love him. I miss him. His mom knows I love him. And I miss him tremendously. And we just got to find a way to stop it, but you can slow it down.
I realized I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. You had Chicken King? It's on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hi, the Dr. Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as a Dr. Football, and I approve this message.
It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the Dr. Football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the Dr. Football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
The Bucks are back at the 35th Annual Reliance Bank Arkansas Big Buck Classic, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, January 24th through 26th at the State Fairgrounds. You could win a lifetime hunting license, a Remington rifle, or a $1,000 gift card from Hunter's Refuge. The Taka Hunting Gear Game and Fish Foundation, free kids zone, including a trout pond, hoverball, Bawana Gym, and more. Hunters, bring your antlers for your chance to win a Can-Am Defender from Bradford Marine and ATV. Rattlesnakes, chainsaw carving, birds of prey, monster trucks, and the Big Buzz Chili Cook-Off. The Reliance Bank Arkansas Big Buck Classic, presented by Arkansas's best Chevy dealers. Tree stands, clothing, RVs, ATVs, UTVs, ammo, and more. Special appearance by Tim Wells, the Slock Master from Relentless Pursuit. It's a Hall of Fame event and an Arkansas tradition. January 24th through 26th at the State Fairgrounds. Sponsored by Reliance Bank, Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Bradford Marine and ATV, Can-Am, Hunter's Refuge, Remington, Taka Hunting Gear, Outlaw Beer, and 103.7 The Buzz. Visit BigBuckClassic.com and Facebook for more info.
It's the Westrock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
My man, the Doctorology, he jamming over the double dutch. Chuck, was you out there?
You know, it's a dance. Go with that. It's a dance. Go with that now, man. If you're going to shake your head, you might well just get up and do the dance.
Hey, was that a nuke dance to that right there, Chuck?
It's a new dance for everything now.
Well, you need your cane, though.
My man, Reggie, though. Reggie Swinton, though. It's a new dance for everything.
And, yeah, that's what. Hey, it's the third quarter presented by Arkansas Best Insurance. Ball called by Trey Scallion, the doctor of insurance. He's coordinating the insurance plan being called for the five-star insurance company in Arkansas. You can't be called the best until you separate from the rest. And Trey and Arkansas Best Insurance is a blue blood five-star insurance company that will help protect your valuable resources and give you a peace of mind. We'll be hearing from the doctor of insurance right now. I'm going to him. What you got going on out there? I'm putting you in the game. Play ball.
Hey, you got the doctor of insurance here, Dr. Football. How y'all doing tonight? Suge, how you doing?
What's going on, Dr. Insurance?
Man, Trey. I was looking forward to seeing you tonight in the studio, and I had to call an audible here.
Come on, man. My
kiddos with me, but I got my little boy, Sawyer. He's wearing his Dr. Football t-shirt that the doctor gave him not too long ago. So we got him doing that and throwing some balls. So he's balling now.
We got to get him in the game. Get him on the team. Got to put him in.
That's right.
So listen, you know, nonprofit insurance, all types of insurance. I know you take care of, you know, property and everything. Just what – If you have any insurance concerns, you can take care of them all. That's why you call Arkansas Best Insurance. And if anybody's wanting information, I want you to leave how to reach out to you, yourself, whatever. They can call me. I'll connect them. But just you know, when you're talking about all the insurance things that you offer, you cover comprehensively everything. So it's not anything. So that's why we call you Arkansas Best, because you can do it all. But you have helped me in so many ways through the nonprofit organizations, through the property insurance. You do everything, and that's why we call you the doctor of insurance. What can you prescribe for us right now?
Yeah, accident coverage for your little ballers out there and six and goal. We got them fixed up. We got Suge fixed up with his athletic department over at the college. We got business insurance, personal insurance, and really, you know, I'm listening to your show tonight, Doc, and, you know, this pales in comparison to what we're talking about, what really matters with fixing these problems in our community. And Doc, I don't want to blow sunshine here, but there's nobody in our community doing more than you are with First and 45 and Sixth and Goal and everything. But you asked me to talk a little bit about insurance. How can I impact what people are dealing with right now? Mm-hmm. And I think there's never been a better time than right now with what's going on out in LA with the wildfires and everything to talk about what we call in my industry, the hard market. And what I mean by that is premiums are going up. If you own a home or you own a business, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you're getting 20% rate increases on anything to do with property, automobile insurance. And that's not really what bothers me as much. These people I'm talking to over the past 6-12 months, they're getting 20% increases, and they're not even really hearing anything until the week before they're set to renew or their existing policy expires. And I think relating it to how you, me, and Suge talk is there's really not a playbook. They don't have a playbook. You know, they're going out there and just playing backyard football. And then you're getting a 20% rate increase and no options. So I'm here with a playbook. You know, I can show somebody how they can beat this insurance game. And they don't even have to make me their agent, but I can show them the playbook. I got it. I got it ready to go. Doc, you've seen it. So yeah.
You balling.
So that's really what I wanted to talk about today. I don't see this deal getting any better. You know, our insurance industry is broken, like Father Was Home. And it's how you navigate it.
Right. You know,
it's how you navigate it. You know, what are we doing to impact a system that's broken? And Doc, that's what I hear you doing in our community on the stuff that matters a whole lot more than insurance.
Okay, and so
that's what I'm trying to do for people who are feeling that pain, that premium pain.
Right. Well, and I think that's interesting, you know, for you to say that, and to know that you're going to help someone that you that not only are you trying to sell somebody insurance, but you're going to give them a game plan to help them better themselves. And that's why I come to you and let you solve the problems. I say, Trey, can you fix this? And that's why I'm prescribing Arkansas Best, because you do that. And you say, hey, let me get back with it. You know, some of my business and stuff you take care of, all of that. I trust you. I can call you 24/7. That's why I've prescribed the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion, with Arkansas Best Insurance. And, man, we always appreciate you being here with us. And look forward to getting you back in the studio. Gotcha?
Glad to be on here, man. Thank you.
All right. Good. Hey, hug my little baller for me, okay? tell him coach going to put him in the game.
That's
soon,
right.
Okay?
Hey, I'm doing it right now. Ready for some drills.
All right.
See you guys.
All right. Hey, Shook, talk a little bit about Isaiah Joe, man. I shooting 50% nearly from the 49.4% or something like that. I said,
yeah, that's a crazy clip.
Crazy clip. And I was saying, right now he's being considered for I was reading today an article for the NBA
three-point shooter.
Yeah. Man. I mean, for him to be on the radar, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he should. I mean, but it's his play. I mean, think about it. He's playing on arguably the best team with the best record in the league, and they right now they're the number one seed. He's playing great basketball all around, but he's shooting it really well and he's defending well. He's literally gonna turn into a 3-and-D guy. He probably will be starting for a bunch of teams, and I'm talking like not just the lower tier teams, some of these upper teams. Because
your Lakers need him.
Oh yeah, they need a shooter bad. He can start for them immediately. You got a guy that can shoot that three like he's shooting, and he's a good, really good defender.
Yeah, that the makes, long arms.
Yeah,
get the ball.
He moves his feet well. Yeah, he got long arms. Yeah, yeah. He understands the game. So he's really developing into a really good NBA player, and so proud of that guy.
I am too.
He's you know, he comes from a great family, but he's truly one of the good young men, and somebody to be proud of. And he understands.
And I saw earlier where he was, you know, back in the community. He'd help. You know, he's been doing a lot.
That's exactly where I was going. He understands his position and how he can impact other people that's less fortunate, and just putting kids and you know, just helping kids move in a positive direction. He has a great understanding of that, and that's, you know, that's just a tribute to his upbringing and his parents. But that's really important to him,
right?
To be involved in young people's lives and try to help them navigate, you know, in a positive way.
Right. I just want to echo into a little basketball. Tell me about what's your evaluation of our Hawks basketball.
Well, you know, last night they played, you know, that's especially the second half. They grinded out. They won a tough, gritty game.
They made free throws.
Well, that made up for the 13% shoot from 3-point.
Yeah.
But they made free throws. And they, you know, their defense seemed to be really good the second half, and then they picked up some full court. You know, the question, but Doc, this is the question I think I get from a lot of people. So I'm gonna ask it. He played Coach Cal playing nine people before Boogie got hurt. He played eight last night. It's 13 guys on scholarship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you playing nine people, I assume the four other guys are not getting any NIL, but they on full athletic scholarship.
Absolutely.
I just don't understand. You mean, can none of those four guys help out? Because somebody going to have to help. If Boogie gone for the year, you just can't get away in college with playing eight guys. What if you get in heavy foul trouble one night?
Well, especially where you see this play in the tournament. When you're playing on Thursday and Saturday, when you guys logging all those minutes.
Yeah. But, yeah, and that you know, that's going to continue to be like that. And as you play more games – You're gonna need more rest,
yeah.
And where is it gonna come from? You gotta be able to play. One of those guys gotta be able to give you something. They on scholarship.
Yeah. 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, something.
They gotta be, but none of them has never played. So, you know, that's a mystery. We just don't know if any of them can even get out there and do anything, because we've never seen it, because they've only played eight or nine, and now you're down to eight.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a basketball guy, but one thing I know, at least if I had those scholarships, I'd at least have 2 or 3 shooters on the bench that could go out there. Because if you're shooting 13% from the three, then that's an issue.
You know, and you got to know, you know, times have changed, of course, with the transfer portal. But I'm just wondering if that's was that the game plan from the very beginning, just to get those nine guys, and it sounded like it was.
Yeah, that's what I remember him saying.
And then you get four guys, and you just doing what they just practice players. They on full scholarship now. They getting the cost of living check. They on full scholarship. Somebody on that out of those four got to be able to give you something.
Yeah, that's a free ride, huh?
Man.
Yeah.
You go to practice, stay in shape, and you got the best seat in the house.
Right, right.
I mean, and then with these young folks, I know they're not satisfied with that. Yeah. They want to play.
We're going into a break. Hey, that's Suge giving us the Sugar Analysis. That's what I call it right there. It's the West Rock Cough Recruit Intelligence Report presented by Arkansas Bass, Expressway Airport Parking, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. We'll be right back for the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. Uncle B coming up next. And my sister and a brother tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy." I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Doctor Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives, some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best. You can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
This is Justin Acri from my friends at Serta Pro Painters, the company I've been using for years for my painting needs. Ever regretted a paint color choice? You're not alone. But with Serta Pro Painters, you'll never have to worry about that again. Our professionals help you pick the perfect color for your home so you'll love it for years to come. Call your neighborhood Serta Pro Painters and ask about their color consultation services. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate today at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Man, Damien said they not like us. But he up there bumping his head to Dr. Mardiology. He said they not like
That's
us.
That's right.
Hey.
We're jamming.
Uncle B, what's going on, my brother? How you doing, Uncle B?
I'm great, Coach. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, Happy New Year to you. Glad to reconnect with you. Everything going okay?
Hey, man, I'm glad to be alive in 25.
There you go. Hey, this fourth quarter, we always say put the hands up in the air, waving like you just don't care. We're going to shut it down with Uncle B tonight in the fourth quarter. But I got a couple things I want to put to you and Shug as we talk about this recruiting from a perspective of this intel that we want to drop. Guys, y'all realize there were only three states in the SEC, okay, the SEC League, without one player on the playoff roster. All right? So three states in the SEC.
I'm afraid to ask one of them, but I got a feeling.
So I just want you to know, of all the states of the 12 teams that were in the playoff roster only, there were three states in the SEC that's in our conference, that did not have one player on one of those 12 teams. Can y'all give me the three states?
I would say I know probably Arkansas is one of them.
You got that right.
What
are the other two? You got, well, Uncle B, you got, can you come up with
probably
one?
Probably Kentucky.
All right, that's Kentucky. Two. All right, so now it's one more.
South Carolina? No.
They have some studs in South Carolina.
We got one more. One more.
Tennessee?
Nope.
No, because they got Memphis and Nashville.
But listen.
Missouri.
Nope.
Wow.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot about that one.
Arkansas, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. Now, listen to this. Intel. Texas on the roster. This is why when you go back and look, guys, I'm continuing to pull this data, this intel, Texas had 40.
Wow.
Texas had 40 high school student athletes on playoff roster. Okay, now
that's a whole team in itself.
that's what I'm saying. All right, now, when you look at it, that's why Texas had a 72% chance of winning, win the title. SMU didn't have a chance on the blue chip ratio, but 40 players came off those of those 12 teams. 40 of them from what would be what y'all think would be the next state, numbers to second state?
Louisiana.
Nope, I'm gonna tell you, and how this correlates. Texas was in there, had a chance to make it to the final game. Pennsylvania, Penn State, had 22. All right, so they made it to the Final Four. This how the Blue Bloods, when you start looking at Blue Bloods in football, is population driven. Because if you look right now, okay, Ohio State had the highest percentages of 4- and 5-star players. They had a 90% chance. That's why I picked them. They had a 90% chance of winning the national championship based on 4- and 5-stars. 90%. Plus a $20 million roster. So you're supposed to win, right?
I would think so. Do you think is anybody else got a roster close to that amount?
But Alabama was second. But I'm saying Georgia was second. But $20 million is what the going rate is. So you got 22 ballers.
Wow.
I mean, and I'm telling you, Dylan, when you look at Ohio State was the state of Ohio had 21. So now you got Ohio State with a 90%. Penn State had a 61%. Georgia had 11 high school student athletes on the roster. Georgia had an 80% chance, but their quarterback got hurt. So that's that quarterback that hurt the game plan. But I'm going to tell you, when you start looking at how this rolls, Arizona had 6 and see Arizona State. So I haven't done the analysis of the roster, but you can start looking and seeing how this correlates. Indiana had five. You had Notre Dame and Indiana. So you got two teams there from the state of Indiana.
But Indiana shouldn't have been in there, though, so we'll take them out.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I agree, but I'm going to tell you, they only lost to two teams.
Yeah, but look at the teams they beat, though.
Yeah, I know, I understand, but the team say that the two teams in the national championship, I'm with you. But
they
I'm
got,
just
they,
saying.
They got blown out by Ohio State on TV, on national television, on the big stage.
It didn't look good at all, did it? Didn't look good at all. But that's but the Big Ten right now, you can't tell them they're not balling. Everybody, you know.
They balling,
Michigan last year and Ohio State this year, they said SEC have to take it back. Tennessee, y'all mentioned that, had two high school student-athletes on rosters. South Carolina had one. Oregon had one. Uncle B, you talked about Oregon last year. The only state that didn't have a player that had a team was Idaho, Boise. That was only one.
And they shouldn't have been there.
So basically, you got to produce your own product.
Well, hey, look, Alabama, Georgia, when you start looking at the number, if you're going to be a blue blood, this is what I was talking about with Reggie and in the communities. You got to look at this population development, because when our kids are dropping out of school, Uncle B, the Journal of Black Higher Education reported that the number of black males enrolled in HBCUs is the lowest been since 1976. That means that kids are the graduation numbers, kids maybe even not going to college, that has a lot to do with it, but kids are not playing sports the way they used to go in. Because think about Deacon Jones and all the players who was going in, Eddie Robinson, and when you start looking at those numbers. So now, if you're not cultivating that talent within your state, and that's why I say I had Reggie on earlier in the Delta. I mean, that's why, and Ole Miss was there, Kansas State was there, all those kids. That's going to incentivize those kids in that region to say, wow, we can go to school. And that's what you have to do in order to build program and build community. Uncle B, listen to this. Only two states in the Big Ten and SEC that didn't have one NFL draft pick in the 2024 draft. Do you know what two states they are?
Well, no, Arkansas.
Oh, that's one. That's in the SEC. What state in the Big Ten? Nebraska. All right, now here's what I want you to think about.
Those two states have always mirrored each other.
That's exactly right. But to think about this too, Nebraska used to be balling back when we were balling, and they were winning championships. But now, because they're not producing, they're not winning in the big. In the early '90s, they were three.
Well, you know they say they used to get every lineman freshman, they redshirted.
That's exactly.
And now you can't afford to do that. Yep. Some of these guys coming in, you tell my red shirt them, then the next year they'll be gone.
But Uncle B, think about this. What can we do in order to build that back up? I mean, you're the expert at that. I mean, that's what you're talking about, building that brand.
Yeah, I mean, outside of going back to the wishbone, it's early development.
Yep,
and those positive touches. Real early. And I think what's happening in Arkansas is those early touches, those positive touches coming from the Hawk. And it's coming from AAU basketball. So when you look at basketball, I was looking at something on Facebook today, like for fantasy basketball, they had the top 10 players that people are adding on their fantasy teams, which I didn't know that was a thing for basketball. But six of the 10 or five of the 10 were Arkansas kids.
That's incredible. But now it's a nightly thing. You can turn on TNT or ESPN nightly and watch NBA basketball game. You can just about every night you see Arkansas kid on there. We talking about Arkansas kid that was born here, lived here, played in the Triple A Association, in Arkansas Triple A Activity Association. We've never seen it like this before. It's never been like this before.
Do you think that's what hurt?
Well, I think it has something to do with what's hurting football, but I think also the issue that we don't have kids out there, enough kids out there playing, and a lot of them are on the street doing something negative.
Which we were talking about earlier.
But yeah, I think, you know, basketball has something to do with it, but it's not the entire thing. But it has, yeah, it has an effect on it because we have abundance of kids playing basketball. It's actually too many. Yeah. I say that all the time. Yeah. A lot of those kids need to be playing football.
Well, check this out, guys, and we're going to leave with this. Only three states in SEC without one player on the playoff roster, Arkansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma. Only two states in the Big Ten and the SEC didn't have one NFL player picked in 2024 draft, Arkansas and Nebraska. That's speaking to issues that have to be strategically addressed if we're going to turn the fortunes that what we see.
We may not have another Arkansas kid. When is the next Arkansas kid projected to go in the draft?
Now that's
I'm working on that. Stay tuned to next time with the West Rock Conference Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Park, Arkansas Best Insurance. God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Uncle B, for joining us. Shook, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, good night.